Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled Perspective on Life.
If I were giving a title to Psalm 73 in the Bible, I would call it Perspective on Life. When the chapter starts out, the writer is so low he's reaching up to touch bottom. He's envying the prosperity of arrogant, immoral people. He says, they have no struggles, their bodies are healthy and strong, they're free from the burdens common to man. Always carefree, they increase in wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. Have you felt that way? But is it true? Are evil people free from problems? No, of course not. They experience sickness and struggles just like everyone else. But when you're going through a rough time, your perspective gets distorted, and you just don't see things as they really are. But then something happened that changed the psalmist's outlook. He entered the presence of God. And when he did, he said, "Then I understood their final destiny." Yes, those who do wrong may prosper for a time, but eventually God will settle the score. When the writer spent time in God's presence, he realized the difference a relationship with God makes. He wrote, "You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward you will take me into glory. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Wow, what faith! What a change in outlook! Pastor Chuck Gerwig says, "Never develop your theology in the middle of a storm." Good advice, Chuck, because your perspective is all bent out of shape when you're going through hard times. It seems like everybody else has it better than you do. Instead, develop your faith on what God's Word tells us about Him. Then you'll have His perspective on life.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.